Joining me now is Dr. Judy Mikovits. Dr. Judy, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brandon. It's good to be here.
Well, Dr. Judy, first of all, let me give condolences to you because I know your beloved husband of, well, how many years were you married?
21 years.
And you and I would talk often, and I would hear your husband sitting there talking, engaged in the conversation. A lot of times you're on speakerphone, and he would add into the conversation, and he'd become a part of the conversation with us. And you guys were very, very much in love. You had a great marriage. I saw it. I could hear it. You were his caregiver. You were very, very protective of him. And this is going to be tough, I know, for you to go through. Why is it that you want to talk about something so tough? Because this is going to be kind of tough to talk about. Why is it you're willing to do this?
Well, importantly, because I see the whole chain of events. Not that my David wouldn't have died on December 1st, but he wouldn't have died on November 27th or November 29th when we had to go to the ER because of Santa Ana winds and his 40-year battle with COPD. Every year, there's something that we have to protect his lungs. Mm-hmm. So in the last 2 years I don't even like to say COVID because, as we know, it's a pandemic and it had little or nothing to do with SARS-CoV-2. It had nothing to do with SARS-CoV-2. That's a monkey virus that comes out of Tony Fauci's Fort Detrick and Wuhan labs, as we know. So the lockdowns, the masks, everything that's involved in the last 2 years. My David was, you know, the guy they were looking for, the 83-year-old guy that's going to die. He's, you know, you're going to kill him and you're going to call it COVID. And of course, with all the truth we've been telling in our books, Plague of Corruption, Case Against the Mask, the truth about the masks, and ending plague. We show this very clearly in plandemicseries.com to be a plandemic. This is, and so, you know, my husband, since the day I was jailed, November 18th, 2011, when I was taken from my house, surrounded, you know, in the middle of the night, taken, arrested, you know, the next day they surrounded my house several times, but on Friday, on November 11th, we escaped on our boat, which is the first chapter of Scientist at Sea. But then November 18th, when they arrested me without a warrant, as we all know is true, you know, a federal warrant was supposedly issued by Tony Fauci to cover up the mouse viruses contaminating the vaccines and the blood supply for 30 years, while Tony Fauci denied women and children, they're just psychotic, you know, only men can have HIV. Well, our latest book, Ending Plague, with Dr. Resetti, Dr. Fauci's contemporary, because I'm 20 years younger than all of them, we've been attacked the entire time. So we from the day I was arrested and taken from my house, and we knew I'd done nothing wrong, and my David got me out of jail. He was arrested almost 10 years. I mean, he was taken from the sidewalk with COPD. I was assured by the ER doctor, who was a friend, that it would be okay. There's no way anybody's going to call this COVID. Clearly, this guy with a religious exemption that says proof of immunization, better, God-given, survived last year on ivermectin, on hydroxychloroquine as a weekly booster. This man didn't have an RNA virus in his body. And yet they called it COVID, you know, and that's what's on the autopsy report that I'm reading to you today. The final anatomic diagnosis is complications of SARS-CoV-2 viral pneumonia. And there's not a single piece of evidence of a virus in his body. What it was a bacterial infection, you know, called Pseudomonas aeruginosa. And it's a common hospital strain that becomes antibiotic resistant. But it's common near the water. And as I said, when I made the Mickey Willis Memorial film, not a whole lot after David died, what the reason I'm on tonight and talking really for the first time since I gave that memorial. By the way, drjudyamikovits.com is not my website. That's fraud. Anyway, within hours of when my David passed away from a heart attack, having survived the pneumonia, the correct website is therealdrjudy.com or
Plague. Oh, wow. So someone has taken and made a fake website of you?
Yes, they did that about 2 years ago.
And so what is the real website so Logan can put that up there?
It's therealdrjudy.com.
Therealdrjudy.com. Logan will get that corrected. Do you want me to play this? Do you want Logan to play this little video clip we have?
I'd like it because it's the reason I'm on tonight, because I made this, about 7 days, maybe a little bit longer after David passed away. And only January 7th did I get this autopsy result, which I paid $5,000 for an autopsy because I said my David didn't die of COVID. So it's not that he died. It's that innocent people are taken into hospitals and they're called COVID if they fit the profile. Their relatives can't go in there. So for 2 days, 3 days, when I couldn't get in there, my David was tortured. And my David was tortured for the entire week as he wasn't fed, he wasn't given his medications, and he ultimately died of a heart attack.
Is that because, did he die of a heart attack because they didn't give him his medications?
Almost certainly. I can't say that, but they didn't give him his medications. And this is what, if you play that video and we talk after that, it's hard for me to watch, but it was brutal. That was probably 4 hours of Mickey and I to try and get 10 minutes where neither of us was crying because Mickey knew my David. And it's hard to take, not because he died, but because had I not gotten in that room and seen the miracle, he was persecuted because he was a Christian. He was persecuted because we went in there with our proof of immunization, thinking there's no way they're going to call it COVID. He's immune. He's been on ivermectin. He's been on hydroxychloroquine for years. He's had COPD for years. The doctor assured us we wouldn't have a problem. And we're standing on the sidewalk dumbfounded, as millions of Americans are every day, as they medically kidnap our relatives. And then nobody gets in there as their advocates. But for the grace of God and the miracle I saw in that hotel room, and for me refusing to palliative to murder my husband, I said, no, my husband's going to see his God. We're good with that. And I, literally, we loved him back to life when they said on Monday morning, November 29th, oh, he's dead. Just give him fentanyl and morphine and he won't be any pain. And all I could think of was, no, I'm not going to kill my David. I'm going to let him see his God. We'll see what comes next and we'll take that. And we went in there with our proof of immunization. He'd had COVID a long time ago. We could prove immunity. He was on hydroxychloroquine, which is, we're immune to Ebola. And we basically lawyered up and I stayed in there without sleeping about 47 hours until David came back to life. And he showed God. He sat there and he was going to go home Thursday morning. And sometime in the middle of the night, I fell asleep and he stopped breathing. And in the morning when he woke up, he was on the oxygen again. And he said, I can't do that. He wasn't intubated. They tried to intubate him. And several times on the 3 days that I wasn't in there, they tried to give him remdesivir against our orders. Mm. On one day, he hears through a hearing aid or did, and he called me on the phone. They didn't give him a charger for his phone, which is torture for a man who hears through the phone and the hearing aid. But he called me on Sunday And he was very upset, and you could hear him talking through the mask of oxygen. And then I called her Nurse Ratched in the background. So Nurse Ratched is, you got COVID. You take the stuff. You're gonna die. And he's like, my Judy. And I said, honey, we got the lawyers. Our buddy Jim, he's coming in. We're okay. You don't have COVID. You're immune. Remember, we've got this. I'll be there in 10 minutes. I didn't get there for another 20 hours, but the tour. Torture that's going on in these hospitals as nobody's family's allowed in to see him, and we're standing on the curb. And if Dr. Judy Mikovits is standing on the curb, what does everyday American do when their relative is taken into these places? Nobody's allowed to see them. You don't know what's going in that IV line, and they're basically three times a nurse who we don't even know, just an angel, pulled the remdesivir order out. Because as I learned with Bobby Kennedy's new book, The Real Anthony Fauci, 3 days on remdesivir and it'll look like COVID. Well, this autopsy report see all these things saying not detected, not detected, not detected. The only thing detected was a bacteria called Pseudomonas aeruginosa. And what they did was they combined that SARS-CoV-2 RT-PCR with Pseudomonas aeruginosa. No, it's not viral pneumonia. It's bacterial pneumonia, which he had gotten 40 years earlier in a hospital. He's always susceptible to that. And that's how he developed COPD. So the crime of Tony Fauci sitting in there every last night and everything we hear saying, you know, the cases, a million cases today of COVID. No, it's a bacterial pneumonia. They just changed the data points and nobody gets the $5,000 gift we got from the Christian Patriot Network and Ohio Brett and Coach Day. We got enough money to pay for this. Not detected, not detected, not detected. No viruses. There's not an RNA virus in that man's lungs or body anywhere. He died of a bacterial infection. So all those people going to the hospital right now who are called COVID and their family doesn't see the criminal fraud that's going on, he wasn't treated for bacterial pneumonia. He was left to die without his medicine, without food.
And are you saying if they had treated him for bacterial pneumonia, he wouldn't have died from that?
No, and he didn't die from that because I got in there Monday morning and said, no, I will not pull the plug on my husband. I will not give him fentanyl and morphine. He's going to die, as I promised, until death do us part. I promised on my vows, and I sat there and for the next 3 days, and all you had to do was love that man back to life. He was scared. He came back to life. He sat up. His chest was cleared. He should have gone home Thursday morning, but he had a heart attack Thursday morning.
Because they weren't giving him his medication.
I didn't know that until I picked up his clothes after he died at 11:20 at night. Not 4 hours later, all of Facebook and everything else is saying, Dr. Judy, that fraud, her husband died of COVID. No, he did not. And Tony Fauci, Robert Levin in Ventura, we're coming after you. St. John's Hospital, this is criminal fraud. We're not going to give up. I promised my David I'd never give up. It's not that he wouldn't have died because God won. My David came back to life. He sat up. Everybody saw the miracle. They said, what'd you do? And it's like, it's easy. All you do is love my David. Pat his head, rub his tummy. He's fine. Just the minute I walked in that room, he was fine. We loved him back to breathing again and life again. And he should have gone home, but his heart couldn't take it. And we trust God. And we know that December 1st was the date he was supposed to die, not November 27th and not November 29th. But the problem is how many millions lost their relatives and they didn't get in that room. It was a miracle I got in that room.
Let's just play that video. Logan, let's play the Dr. Judy's video, then we'll talk with her a little bit more. Watch this, folks.
We are now just a couple of weeks from the transitioning of your husband, David. I thank you for coming back to discuss this, because I think it's a very important thing that a lot of people around the world need to hear from you. And so why don't we just start by walking us through what has transpired over the last couple of weeks.
I'm Dr. Judy Mikovits, and I appreciate all the love and prayers I've gotten since my David passed away. And so I've written this as a memorial to my David and to thank you. Much like King David, my David was a man after God's own heart. Having our lives torn apart by heartless criminals pretending to be scientists in government suits could only provoke the deepest of anger and hatred in any man. Yet, my David never allowed darkness to overshadow his brilliant light. That pedigree of kindness and love only comes from the heart of God. Much like the David, the shepherd boy, and the story of David and Goliath, my David's childlike faith gave him strength. His service to the world was to bring joy, even when joy seemed impossible to be found. My David suffered from COPD for 4 decades. As the pandemic overtook our lives, he was denied accessibility to essential medications. Triggered by the recent Santa Ana winds in Ventura, California, David's respiratory condition became serious enough that we had no choice but to check him into our local hospital. When the hospital staff learned that David was not vaccinated for COVID, they treated us like second-class citizens, even prohibiting me from entering the hospital. They assumed he had COVID, and instead of honoring their vow to do no harm, they prescribed the deadly combination of remdesivir and intubation. By a miracle of God, I was able to get into that hospital just in time to stop them. I will never forget the look on his face as he saw me after I finally got into that hospital room. Pure joy, just like a kid on Christmas morning. David was nearing death by the time I got to him. Love and light brought him back to life in less than 24 hours. Along with his heartbeat, his wit and infectious smile returned to light up the room. Before we knew it, everybody in the medical team was guardedly smiling too. And that's a spirit in which I share this message with you today. The miracles we experienced in that hospital are undeniable to all who was there. A man on his deathbed sat up after several days of torture, and within minutes was sticking his tongue out at his family with a mouthful of chocolate pudding, as if to say, "See, God wins." What the enemy tried to destroy, God used for good to bolster our faith and grant a dying man his wish to finish well. It was always my David's greatest desire to run the race for his Lord and Savior, to finish well, and to hear the affirming words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." My David did not have COVID, nor did he die of COVID. He had not been given his heart medication or his blood pressure medication. So that morning, his heart gave out. As we celebrate the life and spirit of a man that had every right to lash out, to head into eternity angry and vengeful, instead we celebrate and thank the good Lord for allowing my David to finish well. I'm living witness to the fact that my David lived the scripture that we engraved on our wedding rings. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. My David was pure joy, and I wish everyone this Christmas that they know that joy that comes straight from God, that my David lived. Thank you.
That's a beautiful tribute.
Beautiful. But I didn't want to talk to you until we saw the autopsy report. And why? Because nothing that's being called COVID has anything to do with SARS-CoV-2, a virus. It never has. The so-called vaccine is an injection of a synthetic SARS-CoV-2. And as we've heard from Peter McCullough and Robert Malone and many others, you're injecting the disease, crippling the immune system, and making the immune compromised susceptible. So my husband chose his God-given immunity and oral strategies like hydroxychloroquine, and he was denied treatment, like millions of others. As I said, I'm blessed to come in here. I'm on here because it's not that he died. It's that how many died without their loved ones? How many died alone and frightened and scared as those first 3 days for my David were pure torture? That, you know, my David without Judy is pure torture. And anybody will tell you that. So when I got in that door and I got in that room, we spent 3 days planning as we promised and allowing him, not poison with morphine and whatever else they wanted to give him, fentanyl, to end it easily and quickly because he might suffer. He said, no, I'll take my God. And just as we know from Daniel in the lion's den, in the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in the fire, God showed up in that room. My David sat up, he ate, they called it a miracle. He sat like this with his hands receiving Jesus, and he transitioned to heaven. And how many people are denied that? Because it's COVID. And somehow our God and our God-given immunity isn't good enough for the government if we don't worship Anthony Fauci. Well, I was only kind because my David wouldn't let me be not kind. But the gloves are off and we're going after him. You think Tony Fauci targeted Judy Mikovits and the blogs?
Well, that was one of my questions. When they found out at the hospital who you are, I mean, you've been on this for so many years. How did that go when they found out you're the Judy Mikovits in their hospital?
They didn't act like they knew who I was, but they targeted my David. They didn't, you know, my name in Ventura is Noldy. My David was the head of Ventura County Healthcare. He hired Robert Levin, the head of public health. Yeah, they knew who I was. And yeah, you know, they tried to keep me out of that room, but God and miracles, as I said, there was a nurse and we don't know who he was. And they kept trying to put remdesivir in my David's IV.
Who maybe don't remember, they say within 3 days that could kill your major organs, like your liver or kidneys,
That's
right?
Correct. In 3 days. So he got taken there Saturday. I got in there Monday, and that nurse pulled that order knowing who I was. So these were the angels that were in the room. And never did they let that Remdesivir here hit my David.
Wow.
And I got this autopsy that said, nope, he didn't have anything other than a bacterial infection. And oh, that bacterial infection can come from hospitals. That bacterial infection can be a normal off the water. We live on the water. I said Santa Ana's in that video I made 3 weeks before I saw this. Again, I didn't see this piece of paper until January 8th, the day after his memorial. So that's when I told you I'd agree to talk when I have data. Well, I have data now, and millions are being called COVID with a bacterial infection. My David didn't die of viral pneumonia that had anything to do with SARS-CoV-2. I asked for samples. In the autopsy, we interviewed the pathologist. I said, I want formalin fixed tissue. I want the fixed tissue of A, B, and C. I want the PCR products sequenced as should be done for proper science. You're not going to just sit there and tell me positive test without sensitivity. Do you know when they did this autopsy? December 15th. He died December 1st. Do you think he has any RNA that's not degraded? See, people don't appreciate science, the common man. That's what we're fighting for right now. The people who lost loved ones and it was called COVID when they were kept out of the hospital and they were kept away from watching their loved ones being poisoned, their loved ones being tortured like my David. I'm blessed because I can't even imagine that he would have seen his Lord and Savior. And we chuckled because on that last day, he woke up and he said, I want to go home. And I said, yes, honey, I'm driving you home today. All you have to do is breathe again for a couple of hours and sit up just like you did yesterday. And he stopped me. And he said, no, I want to go home. And he said, me walk upwards with his fingers doing the walking through the yellow pages, you drive. And I'm like, yes, honey, I'm going to drive you home, but I'm not going to make you walk. This for one day, I'm not going to make you exercise. And he stopped me and he said, no, me walk, you drive. And I'm like, oh yeah, right. You get the stairway to heaven and I get the highway to hell. And he laughed and he put up his hand and he received his Lord and Savior. Not doped up on morphine or fentanyl. How many people died because they were denied their religion? He was denied walking in that door, proof of immunization, proof of immunity that exceeded the CDC standards, God-given immunity, as Dr. McCullough has talked about. We're not afraid of Omicron. Oh yeah, and then the publication Dr. Robert Malone discussed, where he got kicked off of Twitter a few days ago, was, oh yeah, Omicron is mouse origin. What did Judy Mikovits isolate and associated with disease?
Yep.
Mouse viruses.
Yep.
Of course, Omicron came from your contaminated labs, from your aborted fetal tissue cell lines that have been in the lab since 1960, from that Vero monkey kidney cells. There's no human SARS-CoV-2. It's a monkey virus. And we're told we're a closely related species to monkeys, and we are not. We are God-given. We are breathed by life into God, and we are humans with souls according to our Bible. We didn't evolve from a monkey.
That's right.
And this is what, so if you believe that in this world, you're taken into a hospital and you're denied, or they think you're denied to see your God on those last days. Well, I honored my vows and you know, thanks to a couple of wonderful nurses and a wonderful doctor behind the scenes and a fabulous lawyer, my lawyer, Jim, he just called him up and said, no, she's not leaving that room. And the police came and my friend, Dr. Lori, said, no, are you going to take that woman out of that room? And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, and so we have the angels. But why I'm here tonight is I can't even imagine The only reason I cry is I can't even imagine how many people died in 2020 and 2021 of something had nothing to do with their monkey virus and their plandemic. And they were denied the right to see their family, the right to bury their loved ones, the right to see their God and go to heaven as we all look forward to doing. My David got to do that. He got to climb that stairway to heaven. And I guess now I'm on the highway to hell.
Wow. Well, Dr. Judy, I know our audience is appreciative for your willingness to bear your heart and soul and feelings tonight to honor David and to use this to help others. Will you keep us posted as you go through the legal action and do things? Will you so that our audience can keep thinking of you and praying for you? Will you keep us posted?
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming to us tonight, Dr. Judy.
Thanks, Brandon.
Her website, therealjudy.com, therealjudy.com. Pray for her tonight, will you? Pray for her family and her friends, and that she can get I don't want to use the word justice, but I don't know a better word. So these people that are doing these things, there needs to be punitive damages. I think there's going to be some eternal damages for some of these people, but I think for some of them, there definitely needs to be some earthly damages done to what they're doing to families. And if she hadn't stood her ground, I don't think she would have gotten back into that hospital. And I'm thankful for the few days she did have with David, but this kind of thing shouldn't be happening. And we're hearing from it. We're hearing from people over the country about this, folks. Our emails, our phones, our text, people begging us to help them. We can only help so many. I can only put people in touch with so many different doctors. I can only help so many people get ivermectin. At some point, that's all we would do all day long. But it's horrible what we're watching happen. And we know it because we're in contact with people through text and email and phone calls. But what Dr. Judy's gone through, so many others have gone through as well. She's saying, she's speaking up and speaking out.